Welcome to the Healthy Over 50 podcast, the space where we explore simple science-based strategies to live stronger, longer, and healthier lives. I am Liliane, but you can call me Lily. Whether you're 45, 50, or 60, the strategies we cover here will help you build energy, resilience, and well-being that lasts. Today, we're diving into a topic that is absolutely foundational, but often overlooked, and that is functional breathing. You might think breathing is something automatic. Well, we don't need to think about it, right? But the truth is, how we breathe has a profound impact on our health, our energy, our sleep, our focus, and even longevity. As a certified functional breathing instructor, I've seen how retraining breathing patterns can transform the way people feel and function in daily life. So you might be wondering, okay, what is that thing? What is functional breathing? It's breathing that is through the nose, not the mouth. And you see so many instructors in gyms or even yoga instructors that would encourage you to breathe in or out through the mouth, which is, according to me, not the best thing to do. Functional breathing is light, it's slow, and it's deep. It's diaphragmatic, so you're not just using the belly, it's using the belly, not just the upper chest. And it's rhythmic and effortless. It is actually the way humans being were naturally breathing for thousands of years until modern lifestyles, and which means obviously stress, posture, pollution, processed foods, all of that disrupted this natural rhythm. So why does functional breathing matter? When you breathe functionally, here are some of the benefits you might gain. You're going to improve the delivery of oxygen and circulation, and that will translate into more energy and less fatigue, a better sleep. Functional breathing will help you reduce snoring, sleep apnea, and restlessness. It will definitely help you improve your focus and your ability to remain calm. And this is something that happens because with that functional breathing, we are actually balancing the nervous system and reducing stress. Stronger immunity, reduce inflammation. Obviously, if you combine this with a great diet, and this is where I believe functional breathing would be a wonderful addition to a holistic approach, and that would be an addition to a good diet or an improved diet. Better posture and movement, reducing risk of back pain and injury. And with functional breathing, we can actually support conditions like asthma or even anxiety. And perhaps more importantly, it brings quietness to the mind. You know, that inner stillness can improve quality of life more than almost anything else. So you might be wondering, okay, how can I implement this? You know, how can I start? Well, I'm going to give you three simple ways. Now, that's only a beginning, obviously. There are trainings around functional breathing. And I need to say that those trainings, obviously, what I'm about to share as a functional breathing instructor, these are knowledge. This is a knowledge that I got from a training that I've done with Oxygen Advantage. And so this is really where that knowledge is coming from in my case. So the first thing is we have to breathe light. Try breathing just enough air so you feel a slight air hunger. And that way it will help balance oxygen and carbon dioxide levels. Now, in another episode, we will definitely go deeper into functional breathing. Today is just a concept I wanted to share. But unlike what most of us believe, it's not about like inhaling as much air as we can that will actually help us deliver more oxygen to our organs or our tissues. So breathe light, breathe slow, aim for 5 to 6 breaths per minute, and this will activate your parasympathetic, and this is your rest and digest state. We want to breathe deep, so once again, it's not about inhaling as much air as we can. It's more about making sure that you're breathing. You can feel it when you place your hand on your belly, and you gotta feel your belly rise as you breathe in, and that way you will know that you're engaging the diaphragm. Because remember, that's what we said, functional breathing involves the diaphragm. And these are kind of the three things you need to know to get started. So we breathe light, we breathe slow, and we breathe deep. We breathe light because we keep a slight air hunger. We breathe slow because we reduce the pace and we just have 5 to 6 breaths per minute. And we breathe deep because we are using the diaphragm when we breathe and not the upper chest. So we want to start small and we practice this for a few minutes while maybe sitting at our desk or before we go to bed or even during a walk. Over time, these patterns will retrain your body to breathe better, not just during rest, but also while exercising and sleeping. And actually, I've been trying to practice this myself. And what I've noticed, especially with my running, is that when I was running, I was breathing with my mouth a bit. And in turn, I was probably out of breath when I was finishing a 5K. And now, actually, I am not out of breath. I can feel like I'm breathing better. So thank you for tuning in today's episode. Remember, healthy choices today are the foundation for a stronger, more vibrant tomorrow. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, share it with a friend, and join me next time as we continue exploring ways to live healthier, longer, and stronger.